Rabbi, so we're learning the halachas of. I find them such fascinating halachas. It is fascinating halachas of the avelus that we've got to do. The halachas of avelus that we've got to do throughout the entire year, and more specific now when one sees Yerushalayim, he gives me such chizik because you know I went to Yerushalayim just literally. It was literally about 4 weeks before the first lockdown. No, I shouldn't say real lockdown. I should say the first lockdown. Do you remember when, like, a month before Purim, I went to... Yeah, is that the... Am I getting the dates right?
Yeah, it's good. Just before.
Yeah, so I went a few weeks before Purim. I went to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, with one of my sons. And for the last one and a half years, it's been difficult for anybody to go to Eretz Yisrael. But if we just learn the halachas, it gives us a bit of connection. I mean, Shem soon we'll be able to go. If Moshiach doesn't come, Chasman, at least we'll be able to visit Yerushalayim. Let us see how we fulfill these, what we do when we actually go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, what we do when we reach the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mokim HaMikdash and the Koisel. And let's discuss this a little bit. So, what we learned, you have to remind me exactly where we are holding, because I think that we did Siv Beis, and don't know if we did Siv Gimel. What we did? We didn't do Gimel. Okay. Okay, so far we have learned there is three stages really when you have to do the tech here. There is when a person gets Ori Yehuda, and then Ori Yehuda, so the cities around Yerushalayim. Then after when one gets to Yerushalayim, and after when one gets to Mokim HaMikdash. Three stages. The first stage, Ori Yehuda, there is the accepted practice that there's never been the minhag to tear when one gets to Ori Yehuda. Which really means that Ori Yehuda would mean when you go on to, when you travel on the Rechav, on the, what is it called? The motorway reaching Yerushalayim. What is that called again?
Castle,
yes. Kvish Echad. Is it Kvish Echad as well? Kvish Echad? When you go up to Yerushalayim.
Castle.
Okay, when you go there, that would really mean that's certainly the mountains of, you know, you reach, you go to Yerushalayim. So really, there would have been an argument to say that you should take here when you get there. But that's been integrated for centuries. We don't actually take here there. As we discussed, and Michal Tykuczynski already says, we don't exactly know what Ori Yehuda are. What has been what's the more recently built areas? What's exactly considered Ori Yehuda and whatnot? Therefore, the minig has never been to actually take here at that stage. More of a question is when you get actually to Yerushalayim. When you reach Yerushalayim nowadays, what would be the first? Is it Sentona before that? Kivashol. Yeah? You get to Kivashol? No? When you get to Yerushalayim, what's the first Yerushalayim that you... Where? Hamanuchas. Yeah. Hamanuchas is pretty much... Hamanuchas on your right. Is that the entrance of Yerushalayim? Was anything before that?
Sentona.
No, definitely before Sentona.
So then you're talking about almost as far as the Seret.
Yeah, no, a bit after that. So the question is, would you take here? And then we spoke last week. So in print, really, one should take here at that stage. I would say, give a shoal, you know, give a shoal up on your drive, give a shoal up on your right. But you know, but after Hamanuchas area, you take here there. The Maisa, do you know where I am? Yeah, when you go up over there. So that would be a strong argument that you should take here there. The Maaser Moshe Feinstein says you do not take here at that stage because at the end of the day, that is nicely built. Yerushalayim today is nice. Yerushalayim today is beautiful. Yerushalayim today is not a remembrance of the destruction of the... It's nice. It's nice. So therefore, Moshe says you can't take here at that stage. I know... You could easily argue. What would you argue? This nearly sounds Zionistic. It's nearly, I mean, Moshe was not Mizrachist. It was not Zionistic. It was clearly not. But you could hear a certain, you know, there's a post-67, the post-1967, was in Milchemet Shesht Yamim. You know, people were very excited about, you know, it was miracles and Nissim. People got very excited. So you can sense a bit of that atmosphere there, that, you know, it's beautifully built, it's... So you could argue, however, you could argue that it's nothing to do with the way how beautiful the buildings are. You could argue, no, you still take here because we haven't got the Beis Hamikdash. It's not on the Jewish leadership reign on the Yiddish. It's not nothing to do with Torah mitzvahs. It's just you got nice buildings. All right, okay. Still choban abayis. There's no. We don't just cry over the physical destruction of the town. We also cry over the ruchnistic destruction, which is perhaps even more important. And therefore, you could argue that, you know, there's still plenty of reason to take care at that stage. Nobody does. I don't know anybody who takes care at that stage. Much more common is when people take care, when you actually reach, you go to the Iratika, you go towards the coastline, that's where you take care. Question that the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel discusses is what happens if you come from the other end? Or what happens if you did take care when you reached Har Yehuda? You take care, and now you reach Yerushalayim, and then afterwards you reach Mokam HaMikdash, the coastal. So do you take here three times or not? That's an important question. So Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel says as follows, Siv Gimel. Imkam, page 74. Imkore alachas more Yehuda. If you tour on any of the Ore Yehuda, on the cities before entering Yerushalayim, you do not tear again. Kshayir eshar Yehuda, when you see other cities of Yehuda which are destroyed. Chutz Yerushalayim, shechoyze v'kerei oleo. No. When you reach Yerushalayim, you will tear again. Or Yehuda tearing once, Yerushalayim tear two. V'ke'ach mipnei atzmoi. V'im koral or Yerushalayim techilo, eino tzorech likral shor Yehuda. But the other way, vice versa, if you, let's say, you end up with a helicopter in Yerushalayim and you're now leaving Yerushalayim, exiting or Yehuda, you're not going to tear again by seeing or Yehuda on your way out. Why? Lower level. Siv Dalet Rabosai. Kol HaKoroi Mo'elu. Now we're going to be learning a little bit about how do you actually tear the kiyah? What do you tear kiyah? So I want to just emphasize, the halacha is, and we're going to leave off with that. I'm going to make that very clear. We're going to leave off halacha lemaisa after the end of this simon. We're going to leave off that yes, when you get to the coast, you've got to tear kiyah. There's very little justification not to take here. For us, especially when we are tourists, and we go to Yerushalayim, and we go to the coastal, there's very, very little justification in not tearing. Okay, I understand. If you go on Shabbos the first time, okay. If you go on Chodesh the first time, alright. If you go Motzei Shabbos, it's really pushing it. But if you go on a random Tuesday, on a random Thursday, yes, you take here when you go to the coastal. You absolutely do.
So Friday,
there is some poskim who say you don't take here, especially after chatzos. But many authorities, especially Friday morning, you're going to take here. So what about ladies? It's a good question. So why would you say that ladies are different? Yeah. This is the only argument to say is because of tzniyas, because we're going to learn now, literally now, we're going to see what the halachas of tearing is. Lemaisa, it's only a technical question. It's about what practically, it's about, and so you know, before a woman, before she goes to the coastal, she knows she's going to the coastal, so she should wear appropriately something that she can tear and will not affect her level of tzniyas. And that's what they do. It's not always so easy, but it can be done. You don't end up by the coastal just suddenly, oh wow, I'm suddenly out of the coastal. So you know in advance, you're going to the coastal, and a chocham eino beroishoy, and a chocham eino beroishah, and she dressed accordingly. And you could, you know, let's see what the halachas of kiyah is, and we'll see. It's a nice svar. That emotionally they're more. I can hear what you're saying. That they might not need to do the kiyah to feel emotionally.
But they tend to.
I know, but they might say we don't find if you go straight forward through the poskim, you may be saying a svar, but they might say we don't find the poskim an exemption of kiyah. So as soon as they're chayv b'chinuch, they should take kiyah. Yeah, what's chinuch of avelus? It's quite late to actually understand the destruction, to understand what we lost. It's quite a 5-year-old doesn't have to take kiyah when he goes to the coast. Certainly not. 7-year-old, no. I don't know, I would say, I don't know, it depends on the sharpness of the child, but what age would you say? I don't know. Yeah, right, yeah, you're right, but we've still got to do it.
Is there anything wrong with arranging, or is it that could be on Shabbos?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but no, there's nothing wrong with it.
To go there?
To take here.
As soon as possible.
I personally feel it's wrong. If a person manages to find time first to go to the Dead Sea, and he finds time to go to Natan, and then after, and then the day before he goes back, says, oh, we've got to go to the coastal city. I personally feel it's wrong. He's not brought down in any posik. I feel that it's the right thing to do. As soon as you go to Yerushalayim, you go to the coastal. But you know what? It's interesting to say the Biskalov lived in Yerushalayim for some 20, 30 years. He mentioned the coastal once. And there's a reason for that. Because Biskalov felt you're not going to cope if he goes there more often than that. There's other guys at Tzadikim, very great Tzadikim, that felt as soon as they reached the area, the plaza, the area, they felt that they're going to faint, they're not going to manage, they're not going to cope. And for them, those holy people that couldn't actually face the destruction in front of their eyes, fine, those people, you know, so if on that level, perhaps you don't have to go, you don't go. But otherwise, it's only right. Yeah. So that's that. But let's see how you tear, and we're gonna see what you're gonna tear and how you're gonna tear in Siv Talad. Kol HaKroim O'Elu. So fine. Any of those kriyas that you must do. So that's the kriya that you do before entering the Makam HaMikdash, or the kriya that you do entering Yerushalayim, or Ariyuda. Kol HaKroim O'Elu. Be Yaldoi. You tear with your hand. As opposed to what? Scissors. It's quite hard, actually. It's quite hard. Yeah, biyodu umad, you've got to stand. The korea kol ksusoi, and you tear kol ksusoi, the entire garment, sha'olav, all the garment which is on him, until you reveal your heart. And that's very much Reb Gideon's question. You've got to go literally all the way till you reach your heart. The Mishnah Berurah says on that in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Zliboy Lochen Nikra Mitzad Smol Kalei B'Smol. That's where the meaning is to tear on the left hand side, because that's where the heart is located. Now the meaning is
usually a person tear on the left just for his father and mother.
Yeah. So the you're the good. You're right. You're absolutely right. Now we're learning that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is as meaningful to us, should be as meaningful to us. Yeah. That's how Rabbi Sai, the poskim discuss. It doesn't mean literally until your heart. It means that if you've got a jacket, layer one, shirt, layer two, tzitzis, layer three, vest, layer four, and then you reach to your heart. Does that mean you've got to tear all four? One, two, three, four.
That's four,
that's
not one.
He says, Archie Galizli, boy. Is that what he means?
Can't mean that.
So the meaning is, Rabbi Sai, the meaning is...
Potter,
yeah, probably. The meaning is, and that's brought down in the Sforim who discussed this, halacha, they said, no, the meaning is you tear only one. That tear that you do has got to be significant. That you could see the heart if it would be the lowest level. And it's got to be on the place of the heart. But all you need to do is tear one piece of garment.
So, if you're tearing by hand, I mean, you can maybe pull down the pocket, but to tear there.
It's quite hard. It's quite hard. It's possible. So I'll tell you what you could do. What people do is they tear that you do take scissors with, and you make an opening, a snap opening. You could have with scissors as well, and or with a knife. And then once you've done that, the rest you tear open with your hands. You've done the key with your hand. Pardon?
If you're carrying scissors, you might not be that.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It's quite hard to get in. But you tell them. You show it to them, and you say, yeah. Or you could do as well, you could open it up a bit before you go. You can open it up before you go as well, yeah. Okay, so once you've torn it, you do not stitch them together. So There's nothing wrong with having, in the Bochisha years, we used to have a shirt which is designated for going to the coastal. So it's torn. It's good. It's a good idea to have a shirt which is designated for the, you know, in the years that you live in. You tear once, and then you tear a second time, you tear a third time, you tear a fourth time, until there's literally only some strings of the shirt left. So the thing is that you can't do that, really. It's not great, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Einoi. You're not allowed to stitch it back together. So if you tore it, it's got to stay open and torn. You cannot stitch it back together. So what you are allowed to do, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tezayin Sulamos, is tefillah she'enu miyashos. You're allowed to stitch it back in a way that it looks awkward. So the professional way, you couldn't stitch it back together. But if you're just doing a bit of patch-up work, and it looks awkward, weird, and bizarre, and strange, yeah, you could stitch it up like this with Bochum, that's all right. And you could then recycle it and do it a second time again. Lemaisa, I want to address briefly, and I'll finish off with that tonight, the question Abshalom Zaman was asked, and I know it's the Minig as well. Pardon? To Machne, that's it. So a lot of people, I did it myself, I remember clearly I did it, that you go to the coast, you're in the Kav, what's the Kav that go to the coastal?
One or two.
Yeah, so you go, as you're reaching the, as it goes up steep over there, on the left you've got the Arabs, David, what is it called over there on the left?
Silwan.
Yeah, what?
Silwan.
And on the right you're going to be going up, and then the bus always, and then you're going into the coastal plaza. Do you know where, yeah? So there you tell your friend, you give him a box, and you say, okay, your shirt is mine, and mine is yours. He says, sure, koine, yeah, koine. Right? And then you suddenly wearing your shirt, which is suddenly become his now, Pialocha, you made the Kenyan, and his shirt that he's been wearing, and he will carry on wearing, and always will wear, you don't actually want to wear his shirt. That's actually now become halachically yours. Okay, what's the advantage of doing that? Why is this shirt that you've been wearing for the last... Why is that shirt? What's the advantage of being it, of making it that it's his now? Because therefore the argument would be that if this is now his shirt, I can't tear his shirt because I'm tearing off his gezel. Then I have to tear somebody else's shirt. So by doing this legal loophole of his shirt is mine, and mine is his, and therefore I don't have to tear here. Okay, because you don't tear here. Yeah, you don't take care on someone if it's not yours.
It's wearing it, so I should.
Yeah, okay, because I suppose the answer is you don't take care on a garment which you're not wearing. So the one that you're wearing is not yours. Oh, it's a good question. That's a very good question, actually. Yeah, it's a very good question. I never thought of that. It's a really good question. You're mucking all of the clothes. Okay, that's not the way I did. And I said, Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't work anyway. It doesn't work. You can't do that. It's such a haram. It's such a cheating. It's such a thing that it actually doesn't even work. The Bishamah doesn't actually explain why, but we can all understand why it's the wrong thing to do. You will never wear his shirt. You don't want to wear his shirt. He's been wearing it for a week. You're not going to wear his shirt. So you can't just say suddenly that, you know, his is yours and yours is... It doesn't actually work. And a Kenyan is not a good Kenyan. It's haram. And Bishamah Zalman says it doesn't work, and you've got to take it anyway. So that's the message. That's what the Shlomo Zalman says. Is there any other kulos? Is there any other kulos that one has to be? Is there any other kulos that one should take into consideration? That one could know. One should know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I can tell you that I remember asking. I heard when I was a bocha, I heard that the Chaznish said that a person should always, a person who lives in Yerushalayim, should always be in a situation that is not chay bekir. In other words, should always have seen Yerushalayim within 30 days. Did I mention Avil Yashiv? Going up the Avil Yashiv, we used to go up the. Halasha always used to go every few weeks. You go up the on top of a building, and you therefore see the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore he wouldn't have to take here. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I believe, goes in Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed you don't take here. I think it was either once or twice here. I don't know what recently has been happening. Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes there because in Chol HaMoed there's no chiyuv here. You don't take here. But otherwise, one has to take here. So I remember hearing that. I remember the Chaznish said that somebody in the Shlaim should always. So I asked about Aye Finkel. This is going back 25 years ago. I asked about Aye Finkel. Zichroni Livrocha asked him, has a bocha if a person should ensure to go to the coast regularly to be chavki? And he said he never heard of such a Chaznish. He doesn't believe in such a Chaznish. And he said that a bocha is sitting and learning Torah. It doesn't matter if you're chavki. It doesn't matter. You can be sitting and learning Torah. That's the way we build the Beis Hamikdash, by learning Torah. That's what Rabbi Finkel told me. But he said, in case you do go to your Shalah, in case you do go to the Kozel, do make sure to take here. He said, nothing wrong being Chayav Kiyah, but do make sure to take here if you do go there. And I think that the minhag is very, very common. I can only speak about myself. When I was in, even after the Chasna, we made a point of going, and I'm sure most of you live in Eretz Yisrael, for a bit of time, we made sure to go after Chasna, we made sure to go Motzei Shabbos every Motzei Shabbos, but frequently we used to go Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we're not to be chayav kiyah. You know, whenever you're shlam, you want to make sure to go to the kosel. So that's that. So I've always said, to summarize, what we learned this evening. We learned there's three stages of chiyuv kiyah. The halacha lemaaseh is the most common mechayev is to go to the Makom HaMikdash. We said that you tear it with your hand, you've got to be standing, and you tear all the clothing until it actually reaches your heart. We spoke about the regular minhag, and we also spoke about the fact that you can't stitch it back together, unless it's a really awkward way of stitching it back together. We also said that, and we also spoke, I just want to mention one more thing in Mishnah Bosef Kodnei, I failed to mention that. In Mishnah Bosef Kodnei says that somebody who goes today in the Makom HaMikdash is Chayav Koros, because we're considered to be a Mesiv. Rabbi, it's an important halacha. If a person goes to the Makom HaMikdash itself, person is Chayav Koros. What does that mean? That means nowadays, don't go behind the Kosel, which is generally accepted as the Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi said, do not go, there's ways of going. The soldiers are often there. Do not go behind the coastline would be considered Makom HaMikdash. Okay. You've been there?
Yeah. I didn't know.
Some places are actually okay, but I think generally many of the areas are considered a bit.
The mosque.
Yeah, you've been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it look like over there? Yeah. Okay.